It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Tomorrow is tax day, and it's easy to dwell on just how much of our paychecks we're paying over to the government, right? But we're actually paying taxes all the time. We pay taxes when we buy a cup of coffee, when we fill up our car. We pay taxes on our cell phone bills. And those phone bills are the focus of proposed federal legislation that would freeze our cell phone bill taxes for 5 years. Scott Mackey is an economist at KSE Partners and works with the major cell phone companies.
Typical customer pays about 16% of their total wireless bill in federal, state, and local taxes and fees. And to compare, the sales tax that you pay on everyday items that you purchase, that average rate is about 7.4%. So the burden is a little over 2 times higher for wireless consumers than it is for other things that you buy.
But why does Verizon care what I pay in taxes? Mackey says it's pretty simple.
People only have so much money that they could spend on communication services and on entertainment. And so to the extent that taxes are driving up the cost of people's bills, they have to cut back in what kinds of services they buy and how much they purchase. And these taxes have a disproportionately large effect on low and moderate income people.
But Christian Sandving, who's a professor at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, he's not buying it. He says the proposed law would basically limit the ability of local governments to raise their own taxes.
Why are we even doing this? It doesn't make any sense. The prerogative of taxation should rest with the voters in their states and in their cities, right? So why exactly does Congress need to pass a no wireless tax bill prohibiting voters from passing taxes in states and cities?
Sandvik says all this talk about cell phone taxes is actually missing what's going on. People don't like their cell phone companies.
The wireless industry is one of the most unpopular industries in all of commerce. If you look at consumer satisfaction ratings, the bills always seem to keep going up. The overage charges, the lock-ins, poor customer service has been alleged, coverage that doesn't always live up to the maps or the ads.
He says the proposed law is just a distraction.
It's strange that we say, oh, this is the moment. We need to rush into Congress and pass a new law that will prevent new taxes of only a certain kind on the products only of these companies. I mean, it's a very specific law. And it seems to be addressing something that's not exactly a need.
Christian Sandvig teaches at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Now to a brilliant marriage of the very high-tech and the very low-tech. North Carolina graduate student Matt Tomasulo had a simple idea. He posted signs around Raleigh encouraging people to walk to nearby attractions.
You're walking down the street and you see a sign that says it's an 18-minute walk to Seaboard Station.
That's the really low-tech part. But those signs included QR codes, which are those black barcode-y boxes.
It actually brings you to a pre-curated route on Google Maps via your smartphone. The idea of walkability contributing to a place being healthy and safe and enjoyable. It was fun combining existing technologies into a simple communication tool to help people navigate their place.
It took the city a whole month to realize that the glossy signs weren't official. But the idea was so popular that the city council went ahead and gave its okay. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.